This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What we do today, you will see the results in 3, 4, or 5 days. Okay? You tell me what the people of this state and this country do today, you will see the results in the number of hospitalizations in just a few days. We get reckless today. There are a lot of contacts today, unprotected contacts today. You'll see that hospitalization rate go up
next week. I want to be clear, we will likely need another short-term extension of the stay home, stay safe order. When we do start to re-engage, it will have to be very thoughtful and precise, mitigating risk to all and mitigating the risk of a second wave. But we will start to re-engage. We will have a plan, and we will start to share that in more depth as we get closer to next week.
Cases in the Boston area are now declining. The Chicago curve appears to have flattened, which is terrific, and Detroit has passed its peak. These trends demonstrate that our aggressive strategy to battle the virus is working and that more states will soon be in a position to gradually and safely reopen.
Isn't it optimistic that some of that will happen? We know that Georgia, for instance, is opening a lot, including bowling alleys on Friday, hair salons, tattoo parlors and other stores and restaurants. But some don't agree. In Michigan, Governor Whitmer's under fire. Some think she's correct. Others think she's out of her mind. And then Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who has become a kind of a sex symbol as he is a single man, and there is a line of people who apparently want to get to know the governor a little bit better. Seriously, this is exactly the world that we live in right now, because he gets gives daily briefings in New York, and obviously New York is one of the hottest spots, sadly, of where COVID-19 has taken too many lives. In all seriousness, what we care about and what we talk about on this show with me, Kate Delaney, is what's happening in your backyard and my world, how the two are conjoined, all of us are, because we're all in this together. And boy, didn't you feel that from day one? Deaths so far, right now, as of 10 minutes ago, 47,750, and that would be 8 minutes after midnight on the East Coast, so you could just dial it back according to where you live. 77,210 recovered. Yay. That's the great news. Confirmed cases, 852,703 confirmed cases. And like I said, New York has gotten smashed the hardest with over 20,000 deaths. I talked about this in my last show, that tri-state area, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. Very, very rough there. And it's true, there are other states and other pockets of areas where they are practicing social distancing and they are staying home and they are not having the vast numbers of people get infected with it or be confirmed cases. But then part of the argument is, what about the testing? And we are all anxious, I think, about the testing. If everybody could get a test, that would be the perfect scenario, but that's not where we are at this point. To add insult to injury, Mother Nature, boy, she threw a curveball. Tornadoes and flash floods in some southern states killed at least 2 people. Could be more. I'm in an area of tornado, what we call Tornado Alley. It narrowly missed my area, thank goodness, but they were warning us ahead of time, and then that went in a different direction. But there were some severe storms, and there were 2 dozen people at least injured, and hundreds of homes were annihilated from these wicked funnels. You know, it never ceases to amaze me what these tornadoes can do. A tornado in Marshall County, Oklahoma, killed one person, damaged at least two businesses. But, boy, it's lucky it wasn't worse because of where it was. It was a giant, giant, the width of a tornado. There was another tornado in southwest Texas, smashed a lot of mobile homes and other structures. Luckily, people weren't inside that they know of so far. And then there was floodwaters that came in an area southeast of a big city in Texas outside of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. So, you know, not just there, it also moved through other areas of Oklahoma, and Louisiana got slammed by some of this as well, and potentially life-threatening. When they say that, you got to take it seriously, right? There has to be some sort of strategy. And, of course, now all of us are looking, I think, differently at having a plan, having some sort of an escape route, knowing that there could be something that shakes up our lives, having go bags, having our documents in place, whatever it might be. I've told the story before, but for me personally, I grew up on the East Coast and dealt with hurricanes, not tornadoes, and not earthquakes. And when I lived in California, after going through one earthquake, yeah, that was enough for me. And then I realized, I would say to people, what does it mean to be earthquake prepared? And then they said, to have everything you need in your car, including water, and being ready at a moment's notice to just pick up and roll if you had to. And I think a lot of people are looking at being prepared, emergency prepared, a lot differently, including food systems, etc. And we've talked about that a lot on the show. It was Earth Day. Does Earth Day mean anything to you? 50 years of celebrating what they call Earth Day. So for Earth Day, what I think is significant is that we've got wild animals roaming into places where they never would have been before. Deserted streets, the images are crazy. The mountain goats that are walking down in the middle of Sri Lanka, in the middle of towns. And you've got, gosh, I saw a picture of cows that were sitting on the Mediterranean island of Corsica. Can you imagine? And I know in my own neighborhood, you can easily look out the window and possibly see a bobcat or two. I've seen them, including on the roof, just one, but it looked like it was a bobcat that should be in the zoo. And it just makes me wonder, where did that come from? I had no idea. And in a way, it is a little levity to see some of these pictures, I have to say. And I'm going to post them on my Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page. You can go there and you'll see them. I'll post some of these pictures. And certainly we've had a lot of people on, especially in our author's corner, who have talked to us from other parts of the world, whether it's Australia or Sweden or England, someplace else, maybe in between, where they've talked about what they've seen and what they've heard, like the pride of lions in South Africa that are just laying there on the paved streets where normally they wouldn't go anywhere near them. And in cities all over the United States, we're seeing similar things, whatever the animals are that are normal, I guess, or indigenous to that region. We're seeing them come out a lot more. So it's just one of those strange things because of COVID-19. All right, we've just scratched the surface. We're going to talk about more of the reopening and whether you agree or not. You can always give me a call at 855-266-5283 or flip me an email, katedelaneyradio.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Let's get in the mail bag.
Yeah, that's how I felt the other day. You ever feel like that? Especially now, right? I took a vacation when I walked over to the other side of the house. I don't know about the rest of you. And I felt better. There was something about it. It was a quick trip, but I felt better once I arrived and had a different point of view. You had plenty of point of views to share with me. And thanks for that. Always the mailbag is overflowing on this show. I've said it before. I did a show in New York. I did a show in Dallas, two huge major markets. And I never saw the kind of a thoughtful, interesting responses to things that we talk about on the show or just your own observations that I haven't seen these kinds of responses ever in my career. So thank you for that. Bravo. Keep them coming. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right. This first one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, I have to say, it's been very strange to, yes, be able to hang and watch some things that I would normally watch, except for minus sports, and to be able to play some of the video games I like to play and still have pizzas delivered to my house while I drink my favorite brews on the weekend. But, man, do I miss hanging out with the people that I normally would on the weekends. I do have a favorite watering hole. I've heard you talk about that before. And it's a divey place where we play our version of shuffleboard and darts, and they have, like, beers from all over the place. You would love it. But, of course, it's shuttered. I cannot wait till it opens. I'm wondering, what will you do when everything is lifted, and do you hope it's lifted soon? And what would be the first thing that you would do? Oh, that's a great question, and I've thought about it. And to me, when you say everything's lifted, I mean, this is goes back to the argument of reopening and when is it too soon to reopen and is it the right time to reopen and, you know, all that. I mean, even the president said he disagrees with Georgia's decision to reopen. I mean, he's saying no, he doesn't agree with it. The barbershops, the hair salons, the bowling alleys, some of the restaurants, all of that. He's saying, he doesn't agree with the governor. And I agree with that. I think there's areas where they absolutely shouldn't even be considering it. But let's just say, for the argument's sake, it is free and clear. My lanes are free and clear, and your lanes are somewhat free and clear, right? All of us will be the first thing I would do. I would want to see my family. I'd want to see family that I haven't been able to see other than texting and Zooming and that kind of stuff. And, you know, my nephew and brothers, sister-in-law, aunts, all kinds of people. That's I'd probably head to Florida, to be honest. That would be my trip. If I was going to take a trip, that would probably be the first place that I would go. I mean, and then locally. Locally, there's a place that I like called Shady's. And that would be the first place that I would hang, I guess. Oh, memories of 6 weeks ago. I'm just thinking out loud. All right, we bounce in this direction, and we go to Mac. Mac is a frequent opinionite, I call the people that have heavy opinions, opinionites, my opinionites. And he says, Kate, when I look at the coronavirus and what it's done, and COVID-19 specifically, in talking about now the more that we're learning and the fact that we have almost 50,000 people that are dead, I am so flummoxed that there's so much conversation about reopening. Hey, I would love to have everything reopen and wind back the clock and go back to what was happening. I mean, yay, I would be the first in line, and I would save everyone I could a seat. But when I hear this stuff about mysterious blood clotting and young people getting strokes and new versions of the coronavirus and the fact that we don't have a vaccine, I think people should hold their horses to make sure that it's a little bit safer for them to go and play. What do you think? Well, I think you're right. If it's an area where absolutely the rate is so incredibly low, I can see where there is some of the places are talking about you can order something online and then you can pick it up. But there's not people lollygagging all over the stores. And that makes sense. You know, here's the thing. Yes, it is killing business. But if you weigh business and vaccines and tests and all of that, you certainly don't want the business to completely be annihilated, and all that would take would be for somebody to get sick. I think that's why sports has such a big decision to make. And when I say sports, it's like the NFL. Hey, they're going to have a virtual draft, and that happens on Thursday, and that'll be fine. But how about the season? Is the season affected? And the second wave we keep talking about and hearing about, that I think is the scariest part. When does that happen? Is it in the fall? Is it in the end of fall all the way through winter? And is it, you know, kind of neck and neck with influenza? There's just so many unknowns. You know, even the president is saying that if you really pay attention, that's why he's saying he didn't agree with Georgia. Of course, reopening is better. Of course, reopening is better for him, as he's a president who's running to be reelected, and our last three have had two terms. But, you know, knowing, saying that and knowing what could happen if you completely said, yeah, let's just reopen everything, and I give an executive order, go ahead, you have my permission, whatever, because now this has bounced back on the governors, that's also murky. If people start getting sick, if people start gathering too closely, then who does that land back on? I mean, who gets the awful credit for that? And I don't think anybody wants the credit for that. So to me, it is about testing. The more we can test, the more we know, the better off we are. I don't want to get those chills and that fever and feel like I can't breathe. I know you don't either. And sadly, I know somebody now who has it and is in the hospital doing okay and is in broadcasting. And I know a couple of people, three people now, who have lost parents to COVID-19, and they weren't parents that had a high blood pressure or diabetes or any of the underlying symptoms that combined with the coronavirus are just killers. And to me, that's the really frightening thing. All right, how about this one? This one is from Wally. And Wally says, Kate, I'm wondering, what have you been doing for entertainment? Have you watched some of the new What We Do in the Shadows that is now out? I think that you say that you have watched that. Yeah, my nephew is a big fan of it and turned me on to it. And it's going to sound funny. It's sort of like a vampire-y thing, but in a lighter way. This sarcasm, it's kitschy. The sarcasm is rampant in it. Corny vampire jokey things, and it is actually funny. It's on FX, and it is What We Do in the Shadows. So back, and I think it's funny, and I know I have not watched any of that yet because I'm working. But you can be sure when I'm not, I will watch it. Absolutely. It would be on my list. I've already said you wanted me to pick things that I've watched. No, I like documentaries. I like documentaries about anything. I like mysteries, crime stuff, any of that kind of stuff. I saw The Good Fight, because somebody turned me on to that, and I thought that was really well written. I like that. I said I saw Ozark, which is vastly different from The Good Fight. And even I watched The Mandalorian, which is the Star Wars, another Star Wars thing. And that is on Disney Plus, because now they have all these streaming services. I mean, the services are everywhere. All you have to do is, whatever your search engine, just hit in streaming services. And it's amazing how many come up. It used to be there was one or two, and really Netflix was the King Kong. And then, of course, Jeff Bezos, who is the king of the world when it comes to innovation, ideas, and making serious cash. So he has movies produced, etc., and of course has a channel with some pretty good programming on it, I have to admit. All right, the music means I got to get out of here. I'm going to go wrestle up Manshore, a.k.a. the Hubs. We got something special coming up on the flip side for fun.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Georgia, looking to reopen parts of the state's economy, has given the go-ahead for some non-essential businesses to reopen this week. President Trump said he disagreed strongly, and the top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said it's likely we'll have coronavirus again in the fall.
I am convinced of that because of the degree of transmissibility that has, the global nature. What happens with that will depend on how we're able to contain it when it occurs.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told conservative host Hugh Hewitt how he thinks state government should be able to deal with economic losses from the coronavirus pandemic.
I would certainly be in favor of allowing states to use the bankruptcy route. It saved some cities, and there's no good reason for it not to be available.
This is USA Radio News. Facebook says it will start including the country of origin on certain posts, in part to provide more information on election-related content. This is an expansion of a policy that was put in place in 2018. Now all posts made by high-reach Facebook pages will list their location of origin. Facebook product manager Anita Joseph said they're doing this so people will have more information to help them gauge the reliability and authenticity of the content they see in their feeds. Facebook has made a number of changes since the 2016 election after special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation determined that Russia did use social media sites to attempt to interfere in the election by spreading misinformation. A rally in oil prices have given stocks a big boost. The Dow Jones was up 456 points, the S&P up 62, and the NASDAQ up 232. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I can hear Manshore. Can you hear him? Yeah, we decided he needed to bring in some cash, so he's gotten very good at ASMR, it's called. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And seriously, people love this stuff. Yeah. Are you listening? Are you taking this in? I'm going to be quiet for a second. This is a phenomenon that seriously people pay for. You're supposedly, I'm an audio freak myself, in a good way, because this is radio and I love radio. You're supposed to be getting from this ASMR a tingling sensation that is beginning on your scalp. Can you feel it? And it's moving down the back of your neck and upper spine. Now, Manshore is doing this for free for our show because I thought it might relax some of you feeling a little uptight about the pandemic. So he's been practicing. All weekend he was practicing this just for all of you. So I'm going to, again, be quiet and let him do his thing for a second. Thank you. All right, Mansoor, thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, so I know you were working on that over the weekend. In all seriousness, this really is something. It's that the sounds that people like. It's a pleasant form of, what do they call it? What does it do to you? It just puts you in a different state.
I have to say I've never heard myself recorded like that before, because I usually listen to the women who do ASMR.
Oh,
so
nice.
It was kind of shocking, to say the least.
There was even a famous, so people know, this seriously is a real thing if you look it up, again, ASMR. There was even a big commercial that was cut that, I can't think of her name now, Kravitz did it. The daughter, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, was doing this on a microphone for some commercial. It was, it might have been an alcohol commercial, something for alcohol or for soda, I can't remember. But it was pretty clever, and I want to say that I saw it at the Super Bowl. Now, Mansoor, you know this. Nathan is fantastic, our technical maestro here, and he is, I think he is like the king of audio. So you really pay attention to breasts and all the things that happen with audio, right, Nathan?
It happens, yeah.
I like that. It happens. And do you understand this whole ASMR craze?
You know, I don't even... explain the whole thing to me. I mean, I guess it's really... I haven't delved into it as a culture.
So. Okay, so it is a big thing. It's all over the place, Instagram, YouTube, that kind of thing. And so, Mansoor, explain a little bit more about it.
I don't spend my time on YouTube listening to it, but I have all the stuff that I've heard. It's always women that I've seen clips on the news of them doing ASMR. Sounds relaxing
on the news,
and yeah, it sounds relaxing from what I've heard, but it's not. I haven't actually gone onto YouTube and really like listen to it or do it to try and fall asleep. A lot of people try it. A lot of guys apparently listen to it to fall asleep because it's relaxing. So, but that I've just seen it on the news. So.
Do you fall asleep to breathing? Do you fall asleep to any sounds?
You have to listen to the females, because my performance was quite different, because they speak very softly like this in the high female voice, and it's just very different.
Okay.
from what we played. So it has it's supposed to have a soothing effect.
Right, it is. And the answer to your question, because Nathan asked you, do you listen to sounds to go to sleep, like a Calm app or anything?
I have in the past. Yeah, sometimes I'll listen to music, but music does, I'll listen to my iTunes, but that tends to keep me awake too long now that I'm older, I guess. So I try not to listen to too much.
And no noise machines?
Not usually. Sometimes background noise will help me get to sleep if I'm in a hotel or something, but not usually.
Okay, so he doesn't do that, but I have a friend named Shauna, and she's actually been on this show. She cannot sleep. She's from Minnesota. She cannot sleep, Nathan, without one of those machines that make noise. It's like white noise. One time I met her in Vegas, and she said, hey, I hope you don't care, but I can't go to sleep if I don't have this. And it was, like, shocking to me at first, because all it was like this just white noise. You know, just noise. It's a noise machine. And it works for her, and I eventually just fell asleep. It made me fall asleep, I guess, too.
you don't know at that point, you know. You get tested when you're in a place where you know you're not sleeping well, and then that comes to. But I use a fan. I always use a fan, but earplugs are so helpful for me.
Ooh, earplugs, that would be good. So for people, this is actually really helpful. So this ASMR is relaxing to people. That's what the whole idea is. It's supposed to relax you and soothe you, and the sounds can make you fall asleep. And like Nathan's saying, for him, obviously, the fan is a thing for me, because I have to be cool. I like it to be cold or cool, and a fan works for me. I can sleep with a fan on.
I love
and
the
I think
sound.
I do, too. I like the sound of it, and it reminds me of childhood, I think.
Yeah, for me, the closest thing would be, like, a rainy night. I enjoy hearing a nice, good rain for a long time. Occasionally, it's good.
You know, window open at that time.
I don't like days and days of rain, but it's nice when it does rain and a little bit of thunder, maybe.
Yeah, the fresh. So, I mean, this is all good stuff for people out there that I think are struggling with sleeping, because there is some anxiety, even if you're the strongest person, that eventually kind of kicks in around what's happening, and people are getting restless with stay at home and social distancing. And yes, you can get in your car and drive somewhere, but there are, especially people who are in cities where they don't have as many options. If you're listening to us and you're more in an area that's more wide open, it's probably easier to do that, to walk through fields or whatever. I mean, although in our neighborhood, everybody's social distancing and you can walk. And I know a lot of people are walking, and I think that helps them ultimately to try to calm their nerves. And then when they can't get to sleep, it's a combination of these different apps or some other ways that you can do it. It's absolutely fascinating. One thing that is soothing to me that is missing in my world, actually two things. I grew up around a train, and I love trains, and I love the sound of trains, and I'm not hearing the trains as much in my neighborhood. And also planes. I like planes. And Manchur, you know a lot about planes, and you and I were talking about what's happening as far as them being parked, and we have a great affiliate in Arizona, KVOI, and right there in Tucson is one of the boneyards.
Yeah, in Marana, Arizona, a lot of the airlines have parked their larger international aircraft that are empty of passengers, so they can save money while they just have about 10 passengers on a domestic flight if they're lucky.
But what's happening with cargo? Because it used to be, as you explained to me, there's so many flights, cargo could get thrown on all kinds of flights. And you would see it sometimes when you looked out the airplane window. You could see that some cargo was being loaded on, but now that's not happening.
Yeah, the largest cargo carriers were actually the airlines themselves, because they had so many planes flying to so many places at one time, and it was small amounts, but it added up. And they could get it to exactly where they wanted to go in smaller amounts. So now the pure cargo carriers are overwhelmed with stuff. And so that's all there is big cargo planes flying around. So the FAA has allowed the airlines to take the seats out of the airliners that weren't actually designed for cargo, or they're usually converted into freighters, but they've allowed the airlines to take the seats out and use the main cabin as well as the cargo holds for cargo, as long as they have a flight attendant on board with a fire extinguisher, since cargo planes are usually fitted with those and passenger planes are not. So that's what the airlines are trying to do to some extent to make a little bit of money and stay afloat.
Which is interesting, because then it's just like this effect of some businesses all of a sudden have boomed. So in the cargo business, where they were moving freight and at times they were struggling, they're not struggling now because they're overwhelmed with the requests, is what you're saying. So they're needing help because they're overwhelmed with the amount of stuff they're moving. And this is helping at least a little bit the airlines, because the airlines and TSA are reporting a 96% drop in air travel with this COVID-19 as the pandemic continues. So pretty tough. All right, we're going to go out with Manchur. So, you know, thanks a little rain to help you.
I know. I feel like I have to go to the bathroom.
All right, we'll see you next time around. Thank you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The closed-down policies will be extended in coordination with other states to May 15th. I don't want to project beyond that period. That's about 1 month. 1 month is a long time.
All right, he's back again, and that's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. And so he's saying May 15th. He's not trying to have any other kinds of projections because they're going to play the wait-and-see game constantly. The thing that everybody wants to know is when, and I keep saying it, we all live with a giant question mark. We cannot solve the answer to that riddle of when can this happen, when does everything get back to a different kind of new normal, whatever you want to call it. We don't know because we're watching numbers. We're watching to see what's happening and how people are getting sick and how they're bouncing out of it and, you know, what's happening and what's happening on the front lines with healthcare and what people are doing to survive this. And again, New York is our ground zero. Boy, second time within the last 20 years that they've been the ground zero, and certainly this time is awful with this pandemic, but that's where you have so many people living, so that makes sense. That's why they've gotten slammed by it, and because of people flying in and out and how many airports are there and all that stuff. Okay, what's interesting is a couple of things. One, the medical examiner in Santa Clara County in California said two people who died in their homes in early February were infected with the coronavirus. So, wow, we never had heard that before. It kept being Washington, Washington, Washington. I've said that so many times on this show. The end of February, February 29th, 58-year-old man. But now, no, it's two people who they were found to have had the coronavirus. So now that's going to be interesting to see, and in tracing that back, where that takes us. And with the announcement that now in New York, it's at least May 15th, that timeline being a little bit rewritten, we're looking at new cases and how they're moving and changing and morphing and what's being touted as possibilities for ways to help people who have the coronavirus. Plasma is the best, seems to be one of the best things, and the people that are coming through with it, coming out on the other side, are donating it, and that's making a difference for a lot of people who are barely getting through. And when I say barely getting through, I mean people who find themselves being intubated and they're on these ventilators and they're at a hospital for an extended stay in some ward. Usually now they're dubbed COVID wards, and they're whole floors, and it just depends on where you are, because I mentioned this at the top, we're well over 47,000 and on the other end of almost 48,000 people who have died from this so far, the coronavirus, and some of the unknowns that we, you know, don't know at this point. And to be clear, it's interesting because I said this at the top, so to re-rack that here at the tail end of the show, the president said it's too soon for Georgia to open. So he knows that this, in what he's hearing from, I think, the people advising him on the task force, especially Dr. Fauci and Deborah Brix. Dr. Brix, same thing. They cannot think that it's smart to open barbershops and nail salons and all of that. But the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, wants to do it. And the president is saying, listen, I told the governor of Georgia I disagree with his decision to open certain facilities. But he said this at his briefing on Wednesday. But at the same time, he must do what he thinks is right. I want him to do what he thinks is right. But I disagree with him on what he's doing. So he does not agree with that. And, of course, Dr. Fauci says he pleads with governors to be careful and measured before reopening for the fear of what we all fear, all of the social distancing, all of the staying at home, all of this picking up food, being safe, wiping things off would be for naught if we had an explosion of outbreaks all over the place. And it's like what we see at these meat packing plants. Far worse than we originally thought. The coronavirus closed Smithfield and JBS meat packing plants, and they say more at risk. So now it's a question of, wow. I mean, 150 of America's largest meat processing plants operate in countries where, or counties rather, countries, in counties where the rate of coronavirus infection is among the highest. So that's scary. I mean, you think about one in three of the nation's biggest beef, pork, and poultry processing plants, and the rates of infection are higher than 75% of other U.S. counties. In doing an investigation, an analysis of it, the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, that's what they came up with, and that's scary, getting in the sources. But what can the meatpacking industry do if a factory is overwhelmed with coronavirus? Of course, they've got to close down. They have to figure it out. They can't have people like that on the supply chain, and a breakdown in our food supply chain could have some serious, significant impacts, economic impacts for consumers, and of course, once again, the farm people, the agricultural producers. It's so precarious already what they're going through. Now, speaking of the food supply, I've talked to a couple of grocery store chains, and that is now catching up with itself. A lot of that is righting itself, meaning some of the shortages that you've seen, some of the crazy hoarding in the beginning, some of what we saw with toilet paper and cleaning supplies and whatever it might be, flour because of all the bread making. Some of that is starting to correct. So that's the good news there. You're not going to a store where you see eventually where you see aisles that are just decimated, and it looks like we're on an episode of some television series where everybody's running for the hills. A lot of that is being straightened out, and part of that is also this, again, the supply chain and getting food from point A to point B and, you know, all those places, you know, ultimately in between. On this show, we sometimes do a thing called For Your Money. In fact, we used to do it once or twice a week. We'll bring some of that back. But people keep wondering, what is this doing to, what is it doing not just to our pocketbooks, but what is this doing to the future for Social Security? What is this doing to what the market is the 401ks and the market and the craps table that we live in when we talk about the market? And the answer to that is every day is challenging. Every day is different because it depends on the news of the day. When you hear about the stimulus, that bounces things up. The Dow Jones futures, the coronavirus, you know, stock market rally came to a rally on hump day. And the reason for that is because of some of the news that is out there. Whenever you have positive news, you see that. You see the bounce. That's all that it means. So Domino's Pizza, Eli Lilly, Citrix Systems all had earnings reports that were different from some of what was expected. And you can imagine part of the reason why is because of either thriving or not doing as well because of the coronavirus, because of the cases of coronavirus. And it's interesting in looking at like a company like Domino's Pizza, they're doing a lot of advertising, and on their advertising, you're probably seeing this now with lots of products and brands, but especially pizza, they're saying it comes out of our 450-degree oven. No hands touch the product. We seal it, we take it to you. And they're really careful about saying that, and I think that is paying off. Their security, the way they handle it, and what they're telling the people and delivering it has worked, and they're seeing that bounce. All right, we got to bounce out as we hear the piano man starting to play in the background. Remember, we're all in this together. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Mahalo, everybody.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.